नंदन ब्रज जान रंजनाय शोधा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जान रंजनाय यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जायो प्रभु पदा जाय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जाय प्रभु पदा जा नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराज का अष्टोत्तर शतभे चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती को स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की समवैत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 13, Text Number 15. Manasvino nirjita diggajendra Mameti sarve bhuvibaddha vaira मृधे शरीया न तु तद् व्रजन्ति यन्नस्त दण्डो गतवैरो अभ्यति मनस्विनो निर्जित दिग्गजेन्द्र ममेति सर्वे भुविबद्ध वैरा मृधे स्वयान्न तु तत् प्रजन्ति यन्यस्त दंडो गतवैरभ्यति मनस्विनो निर्जित दिग्गजेन्द्र ममेति सर्वे भुवि बद्ध वैरा मृदेशयीरान् न तु तद्विजन्ति यन्नस्त दंडो गतवैरभ्याति मनस्विनो निर्जित दिग्गजेन्द्र ममेति सर्वे भुवि बद्ध वैरा मृदेशैरा न तु तद्व्रजन्ति नस्त दण्डो गतवैरभ्याति निवलेस् मनस्विनो निर्जित दिग्गजेन्द्र मनति सर्वे भुवि बद्ध वैरा मृदेशैरा न तु तद्व्रजन्ति नैनस्तु दण्डो गतवैरभ्यति मनस्विनो निर्जित दिग्गजेन्द्र ममेति सर्वे बद्ध वैरा मृदेशैरा न तु तद्व्रजन्ति निन्नस्तु दण्डो गतवैरभ्यति. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. There were and are many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power. Yet due to their ignorance in bewildering that the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. They are not able to take up the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounce order. Although they are big heroes and political leaders, they cannot take to the path of spiritual realization. By reading the translation, do you feel this translation is exact to exact words like the shloka says? Actually, Prabhupada translations are more purport based. Like he gives the essence in a way that translation also very interesting to read and very according to the circumstances and according to the person who is reading first time his books, it will be very appealing. If completely technical thing is given, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives very technical one-to-one basis, that is like for those who want to understand the flow and everything. But to understand in a context-based ways, like what is happening in today's world, is it relevant today? Is this knowledge relevant today? That's how Prabhupada writes translations and purports. I will read the translation again. So Manasvina means very great heroes, or in other term, those who are mental speculators, those who speculate on philosophical knowledge and all. And here Prabhupada writes, there were and are many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power, Nirjita Diggajendra. Yet due to their ignorance in believing that the land is theirs, Mameti Sarve Bhuvi, Bhuvi means land, Baddhavaira means they are having inimical nature towards each other. mridhe swariran natu tad vajanti. And they lay down their lives. Mridhe means in the battlefield, in the middle of a battlefield, they lay down their lives. They are not able to take up to the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounce order. Yanyasta dando gata vairo abhyati. And the third line says, natu tad vrajanti. They don't go towards the spiritual path. Natu tad vrajanti. This reminds Vraje Prasiddham Navanita Chor. Vraja means Vrindavan. So I was hearing in one lecture, Amrind Prabhu was giving two definitions of Vraja. One definition is that people are constantly moving there. If you go to Vrindavan, you have to... Now the government has also banned certain places. Autos cannot enter and everywhere they have restricted. So you have to walk. That was the original plan of Krishna also, to walk everywhere in Vrindavan. Then if you go to Govardhan, you have to walk Govardhan Parikrama. If you go to Barsana, you have to climb up the mountain. Now they have made pathways to go vehicles also, but original plan was to walk and reach the temples. So this is how Vrindavan is totally like a walking place where you can just remember Krishna and walk everywhere. Here also vehicles are not allowed up in the Vrindavan. Only the pathway to guest houses, vehicles are allowed. So Vrindavan is walkable. And we also say, oh, Vrindavan is here only, you can walk and go. You don't need vehicle. So walking is the thing. That's why Vraja. Another thing he was explaining why it is called Vraja. Because people are constantly moving based on desires of Krishna. Their movement is based on what Krishna desires today. That's how they move. So here also this word is coming. Natu tad vrajanti yan nyasta dhira. Although they are big heroes, this Prabhupada translates as nyasta danda, sannyasi gata vaira. And they don't approach the renounce order. They don't approach the people who are in the renounce order and gain some knowledge from them. Okay, Prabhupada. Big political leaders might be able to conquer equally powerful political enemies, but unfortunately they cannot subdue their strong senses. Prahlad Maharaj also says to his father, my dear father, you have conquered every place of this universe, but you have not conquered your own senses. So similarly, we can apply to our lives also. We might be conquering this place, that place. Conquering for us, a preacher means to having programs here and there, or making some centers, or conquering different, some little conquerors we think of ourselves also. But the main point is, if we are Ajitendriya, then the whole point is lost. Like we remember the pastime of Ghanshyam Prabhu meeting Srila Prabhupada. Ghanshyam Prabhu was Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. When he was meeting Prabhupada and he was giving the report, Prabhupada, we have distributed this place and we have Jai Shri Shri Vrindavan Vihari Bhagavan Kisha. We have achieved this, we have done this. And Prabhupada said, have you controlled your senses? Have you conquered over your senses? But unfortunately, they cannot subdue their strong senses, the enemies that always accompany them. Shadavark Nakaram, at one place of the Bhagavatam it is mentioned how these six senses, and the leader of those senses is the mind. So how it's very difficult to actually conquer. One can conquer the whole world also. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavadradam tasyaham nigraham manne vayur ivasadushkaram. Not being able to conquer these nearby enemies. Nearby enemies, not to go so far and conquer to different places and states. They are very nearby, almost like inside. They are staying inside. Not being able to conquer these nearby enemies, they simply try to conquer other enemies, and ultimately they die in the struggle for existence. I was recently doing one program somewhere in Kudus area. So one Mataji was constantly arguing with me that, Prabhuji, there are so many people who are doing good work
everywhere. That is also bhakti. Why we have to just chant and sit in temple and everything? There can be so much can be done outside, and so many are doing. See the life of Tata Birla, this Ratan Tata Ji, that how he does so much charity and all. So it's very hard actually to understand for those people who are unaware about the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, and to explain them that how this is actually not bhakti. It's very shocking for them that how can a person get some qualities like this without having any bhava. So if you read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Srimad Bhagavatam, then we understand these are not actually bhakti, they're just karmas. And a person who does very beautiful karmas, we don't say that he will go to Narka. We also say that he will go to a very nice place. He will situate himself gradually with the places where a lot of siddhas are staying, a lot of tapasvis are staying, in a janaloka, maharloka, tapaloka. They can stay there, enjoy a blissful time with very intelligent souls. But ah, brahma bhuvana loka punaravartina arjuna. Again, but they have to come back. So if we have some, if we have regular reading and regular shravan, then that conviction comes. Shanvata sa katha Krishna granatas sa cheshitam kalena tidirgena bhagavan vishate hidi. That achesta is required, endeavor is required to daily spending some time either in reading or hearing. And Gauranga Darshan Prabhu says, best thing is to do whatever you hear, whatever you read, make notes. So that is the best. It becomes yours. When you, because if you keep reading, sometime it happens. Piche kya padha tha, bhul gaya. So if you keep making notes, that is your thing. And it's not for others we are making notes. It's for our own benefit. Like Ajit Mukund Prabhu just recently gave 7-day Sapta, Bhagavad Sapta. So he was saying, he was sharing that, actually I felt I was doing for best for myself. Not being able to conquer these nearby enemies, they simply try to conquer other enemies, and ultimately they die in the struggle for existence. They do not take to the path of spiritual realization or become sannyasis. Sometimes these big leaders take up the guise of a sannyasi and call themselves Mahatmas. I don't have to tell Prabhupada this, pointing to whom. But their only business is conquering their political enemies. Because they spoil their lives in the illusion, this is my land, mine, my family. They cannot progress spiritually and attain liberation from the clutches of Maya. Actually a very big illusion for entire country, states, affairs, external affairs, so many things government has for dealing with different countries, different states, all based on Mameti concept. This is my land, this is your land. Very difficult. That's why when we read that Parikshit Maharaj, when he was ruling, it is mentioned in somewhere in the Bhagavatam first canto that he was ruling the whole Jambudvip. What to speak of India-China fighting? He was ruling the entire Jambudvip. And Bharatvarsh is just a particle in that Jambudvip. Kim Purusha Loka and then Harivarsha Loka. What others are there? Ilavrit Varsha, Bharat Varsha. 9 are there, na? What others' names are there? Ilavrat Varsha, Kemp, Ketumala Varsha 1 and Uttar Purva Varsha. 9 Varshas are there. So he was ruling the entire Jambudvip. Sometime when we tell stories that Pandavas used to keep their weapons in Australia, Astralle, so that's why it became Australia. So people get funny, it's funny, na? Itna dur jaake astra rakhte the apne. And when we term this thing that Parikshit Maharaj was ruling the entire Jambudvip, it's totally unconceivable. Autocrat. It was not that democracy which was ruling over. It was a autocrat system. The king was ruling. And how they used to rule? They used to have tie-ups. based on some principles, they used to have tie up with different kings. It was not that Jambudvip, that he was situated somewhere in Delhi, Hastinapur, Parikshit Maharaj, and he was personally managing each affair of the entire Jambudvip. It was based on some principles which everybody has agreed to. And it is mentioned that how different kings used to come and place their helmets on the feet of Parikshit Maharaj. For this reason only, that if we don't follow these principles which he is laying down, like he was about to kill or punish Kali, similarly he has made some principles for the entire humanity which everybody has to follow. If they don't follow, then there is a fight. Not based on this is my land or your land, but based on the principles which have been laid by Dharma. In this way, the rule used to happen. So Prabhupada writes also somewhere in purport that autocrat system is somewhat good if the leader is very nice, if he has dharmic principles. Otherwise, democracy is having now. So sometimes these big leaders take up the guise of a sannyasi and call themselves Mahatma, but their only business is political enemies. Because they spoil their lives with the illusion of this is my land and my family, they cannot progress spiritually and attain liberation from the clutches of Maya. Okay, the next verse is also there today. Prasajjati kvapi lata bhujashrayas tad ashva avyakta pada dvija spriha kvachit kadached hari chakratastrashan sakhyam vidhatte bakakan katkrine. Translation. Sometimes the living entity in the forest of material existence. This chapter is entitled actually the Rahuguna Conversations with Jad Bharat. Sometimes the living entity in the forest of material existence takes shelters of creepers and desires to hear the chirping of the birds in those creepers. So see the contrast here. A living entity is being told to us that he is taking shelter of creepers and desires to hear the chirping of the birds in those creepers. We should also have these desires, although not in the same context which this conversation is happening, but in the context of staying in Vrindavan, we should also have desires to hear the transcendental sound of these birds which are there in Vrindavan. Many of these bird watchers, they come and they roam around the mountains and everywhere to just to get an idea which variety of bird is existing here or what species are there. Then they list down. He's doing that survey, that people come and do survey. Then in Vrindavan, even if you hear any bird's voice, we can just remember this shloka, Kujata Kokila Hansacha. That can be remembered, that wherever, whatever bird is chirping, we don't have to bother, oh, this bird is chirping, so I should write down the name. It's good for sustainability purposes, but being afraid of roaring lions in the forest, he makes friends with cranes, herons and vultures. Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the forest of material world, there are many animals and birds, trees and creepers. Sometime the living entity wants to take shelter of the creepers. Sometime the living entity takes shelter of the creepers. In other words, what he wants to do actually, he wants to be happy by the embrace of others, which are like creeper-like arms. Within the creepers, there are many chirping birds. This indicates that he wants to satisfy himself by hearing the sound, sweet voice of his relatives. In old age, however, he sometimes becomes afraid of imminent death, which is compared to a roaring lion. To save himself from the lion's attack, he takes shelter of some bogus swamis. This is what is very prevalent in India. When people get afraid or get anxiety or feel that life is not going right, then they go to some spiritual swamis who are actually in the garb of a sannyasi, might not be having right solutions, good solutions, but they are in that position, people also approach, feel satisfied by touching their feet and getting some materialistic benedictions, not the ultimate benedictions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Like in India also you see most of the serials and TV shows which have been made on spiritualism, on spiritual subject matters, are mostly on Mahabharata and Ramayana. Ramayana is somewhat very nice because it gives at least a devotion to Lord Ram. But Mahabharata is totally like political and social affairs. And Vidura also says in the third canto in the beginning that how I have heard many times about the social and political talks which you have, Vyasdeva has explained to me. Tell me something which is higher than this. So he was also very fed up with the, because he was part also of that whole political and social history. Vidura was part of it. So he was telling, I am fed up. I am traveling everywhere. Now I have reached to you, to Maitreya Rishi. Please tell me something which is higher than this, higher subject matters of this. So in India, I was sharing with someone that how many of the TV shows which have been made on spiritual subject matters are also based on Mahabharata and Ramayana. It's very difficult and it's very taxing to the brain and also very elevated subject matter to make something on Srimad Bhagavatam. It will become boring also for some. What is happening? This is like full detachment a person is asking, serving the lotus feet of Lord and not aspiring for mukti also. Let us remain in anywhere, swarga, apavarga, narkoya, wherever you situate us, Lord. These topics will not be so much entertainment to the common public. They will feel, oh, this is very high, stop it. That's why till now some stories have been made from Vishnu Puran or some serials have been made. They are also not so popular. Even Vishnu Puran topics are also not so popular. But main thing is Mahabharata remake and everything. Just to highlight this fact, people want such political and social topics to discuss. And Vidura also says, and Vyasdeva also says, the purpose of this Mahabharata was the essence between Mahabharata, which was Bhagavad Gita, the instructions which were given by Krishna. That was the essence by which, because of which the whole Mahabharata was spoken. And also sometimes people are bewildered about different stories. Like they speak about Parikshit Maharaj, that how once Parikshit Maharaj was on a big mountain and he was hiding there and he was thinking that the snake will come and it will bite him. And then in one day in the fruit basket there were many fruits and there was one small insect which became like a snake and it bit Parikshit Maharaj. So this is very fascinating for them. See how how it's like cinematic and how he was hiding and some basket came and it bit him. But if you tell, he sat on the banks of Ganges and heard Krishna Katha. It's very boring for them. Kya kiya? Baith ke bas katha suna. Aur kya hua aakhir mein ki the snake came and bite him. So sometimes those stories which are there in other books may not match with the conclusions of Bhagavatam. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Yad Vaishnanam Priyam. It's very dear to the Vaishnavas and it is the greatest Praman. We believe in these things. The same thing applies to the topics when Prabhupada was discussing with the creation of this whole Brahmanda and universe. Sometimes it's very difficult after reading and analyzing. I sometimes have asked some questions to Pavaneshwar Prabhu also, who is very expert in this cosmology. Sometimes he just smiles. He doesn't answer. Give me answer whether the Chandrayaan will happen or not, because Prabhupada says in many places you can't reach to other planets without having any, like you need visa for other states, you need something to reach moon planet also. So he just smiles. They might have gone. Like Prabhupada also, Chaitanya Charitamrita gives this seminar that how at different places Prabhupada has spoken different statements. First time he might have told, they have never gone to moon. And sometime he says, they might have gone, but what they have brought? Dust. The sand they have brought. And Third time he might say that it's very difficult to reach there. How can a person reach without having any qualification? So, and many times in Bhagavatam also, the great Acharyas like Shukdev Goswami and Suta Goswami, they many times speak this statement. This is yatha mati yatha shrutam, yatha adhitam yatha shrutam. Jaise maine padha hai, utna bataunga. So it depends on how much a realized person is and how much he has realized the subject matter. And in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam also, like when they glorify Sud Goswami, they say, Toya khalu puranani sa itihasani bharata. That you have read most of the puranas, you have read most of the itihasas, may not be fully. There is a thing which they say that you might not have read some other details of the shastras, but we know certainly that you know the conclusions of these shastras. Like many people studies Vedas, but we believe on one statement of Bhagavad Gita for all the Vedas. Vedesh cha sarve raham eva vedyo. Whenever somebody will come to us and speak something about Vedas, we'll quote this verse. This is like a conclusive statement for us to know the essence of Vedas. So recently one talk show happened between, nowadays devotees are also doing a lot of talk shows. So Hari Parshad Prabhu and that Prabhuji from that, he has a channel of Yoga of Love some. So he was having very nice points were brought up by Hari Parshad Prabhu that sometimes ISKCON is being accused of blaspheming some other gods and this way. So these things were discussed. So they were discussing that how sometimes they undermine the state, that position of Lord Shiva. And it's a very nice answer Hari Parshad Prabhu gave, that if somebody is having a genuine faith towards other god like Lord Shiva, where he will get praman or where he will get a substantial evidence to continue his worship. That's why Vedas are mentioned as kalpataru, that they fulfill the desire of each practitioner of Vedic Dharma. Like those Puranas are there. So if we take Vedas also, the four Vedas, the first part of entire Vedas, which is like 30-40% of the first part of Vedas, they mostly glorify the worship of Indra. And they term him as the creator, maintainer, destroyer, whatever we read in short forms as CMD of our Srimad Bhagavatam. CMD means creator, maintainer and destroyer of our, like we term in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord is the creator, maintainer and destroyer. So similarly, Indra is being glorified in Vedas, that how he is the supreme creator, he is the maintainer. And people believe his results also. See, the earth planet is getting rains because of him. He is the king of the devatas. Other gods are actually serving him. Without his order, Agni cannot pravesh, or there are some conflicts also between when Agni does independently something. So in these ways, they prove also that how Indra is the supreme god actually. And that's how Brajvasis are also doing a pratha which was going on for a long time, which Krishna stopped. That you don't do. But they were doing it very perfectly based on the things which they have followed from the Vedas. So, and similarly, those who are reading Shiv Puran, they will quote so many shlokas. Like we quote shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, similarly they will quote hundreds of shlokas glorifying Lord Shiva, and they will prove also that how Lord Shiva is the Supreme Lord, and how these stories in Shiv Puran actually tell us how Lord Shiva has protected so many people in this way. So Prabhuji was mentioning that how these pramanas from different scriptures are actually the faith base for those who are practicing those paths. Because Vedic religion is not just comprised of only Vaishnavism, it is the whole bandwidth of all the Vaishnava, all the other paths leading to other gods. And Krishna says, as a sutra in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyate is the reciprocal mantra, but what is that shloka? Yanti deva vrata devan, pitran yanti pitravata. That Whomever a person is worshipping, he will achieve that abode. That person will achieve that abode. And the another sutra which Vaishnavas follow is Avidhi Purvakam. That they are worshipping actually Krishna, but Avidhi Purvakam. So in this way, we don't have to, and it is one of the limb of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also, that we don't have to do another of any other god. If in very enthusiastic or in a preaching propaganda, if we are doing disrespect to any other god, we are actually breaking one of the principles or one of the limbs of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are 64 limbs which have been mentioned. And in the initial things, they mention that we don't have to do another of any other god. So how a person who is actually a worshipper of Lord Krishna or who is a Vaishnava, how he has to deal with other gods? Whether he has to enter those temples, whether he has to worship and do things, some things there in the temple. So in different sampradayas, different acharyas have given some guidelines for this. Like in some of the sampradayas, it is very strict. Like you don't have to worship any other god except Krishna or Vishnu, like Madhva Acharya Sampradaya and Nimbarka Acharya Sampradaya. In these, some of the Acharyas have given some statements where it's very strict that you can't actually worship any other god. But Rupa Goswami has told that you can actually respect the other god, in that way you can worship. Like we worship, like somebody was telling me, you people worship only Krishna, and in your Govardhan Eco village you have only Krishna temple and all. So I asked him, how many temples of Lord Shiva are there in Govardhan Eco village? Oh, he said, I have not seen anyone. Maybe there are five at least. Five, six temples are there, and some places we have kept Linga also. I told him, we worship Bhuteshwar Mahadev, we worship Kameshwar Mahadev, we worship Chakleshwar Mahadev, we worship Gopeshwar Mahadev, Ashishwar Mahadev, Nandeshwar Mahadev, we worship so many Mahadevs. And in a way which he wants us to worship, because he is in a certain mood, because of which he is situated at different places in Vrindavan. So we are not actually disrespecting or totally boycotting the worship of other gods. We are worshipping them in a different mood only. Like there is a verse which states that how by worship of Gopeshwar Mahadev one attains love of Krishna. It is Gopeshwaram, okay, Vashloka, that which says that if you worship Gopeshwar Mahadev, you will get Krishna Prem. So in this way, a person has to decide in which mood he has to approach different gods. First of all, he should never disrespect any god, but in a different mood he can understand and then worship. So here he say, Prabhupada says, within the creepers there are many chirping birds. Within the creepers we have JCBs working here. This indicates that he wants to satisfy himself by hearing the sweet voice of his relatives. In old age, however, he sometimes becomes afraid of imminent death, which is compared to a roaring lion. To save himself from the lion's attack, he takes shelter of some bogus swamis, incarnations, pretenders and cheaters. Being misled by the illusory energy in this way, he spoils his life. It is said, Harim vina mritim na taranti. No one can be saved from the imminent danger of death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So different Vaishnav acharyas have given content and also conviction to us by their writings. That is how the Vaishnav dharma progresses. So if somebody comes and argues that why you are quoting shlokas which are actually somehow breaking our faith in Lord Shiva, so we should say that we are not actually breaking our faith, we are actually worshipping your God only in certain way. You are not actually disrespecting him. If I go with you, you are a worshipper of a Shiva, I am a worshipper or a upasaka of or following this Vaishnav Dharma, if we both go together, you will pray to him in a different way. I will also pray, but in a different way. So that is how we have to lead people. Otherwise, this thing, if it continues, and there was a thing which people are saying that actually they are specifying ISKCON only, that why ISKCON is actually promoting so much of this Krishna worship only, why not other gods? So we can take it in a way that actually it is happening first time in the history of Vaishnavism, that Vaishnavism has become a prominent sect now. In this way we can take. Otherwise in certain areas or certain sections it was spread. It is continuing from beginning only, this thing between Vaishnavism and Shivaites. But it has become a prominent role because of the mercy of Prabhupada and our Acharyas. It has taken a prominent role that it is spread everywhere now across the... Like nobody would have complained when Ashoka took to Buddhism and Buddhism spread everywhere. So that is how the leader took up and everywhere Buddhism spread. So similarly, the people of the West and people of India have taken up to Vaishnavism because of Prabhupada's mercy. That's why it has become the major lead organization which has taken Vaishnavism to another level. Like I was hearing one of the talk of Gaurangpur, he was saying that from the beginning of creation actually, from the beginning of creation, Vaishnavism was very minor, in very minor places. It was like from beginning only, a lot of other worshippers were there. But now, somehow when Mahaprabhu came, it has taken a lead role now and it has spread everywhere and the followers of Mahaprabhu are doing it. It is said, Harim vina mritam na taranti. No one can be saved from the imminent danger of death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Hari indicates the lion as well as the Supreme Lord. What is this shloka of Chaurashtakam? Where this line comes? That lot of sins are taken away by Lord Hari. Harati Ashesham. Giri Prasaran. It is like a mountain of sins which has been taken away by chanting the holy names of Krishna, by glorifying his activities. And also in one place of the Bhagavatam, I don't remember that shloka, but it is mentioned that the mountain of sin is so huge that we are taking our small spade and kulad and we are just daily by Harinam, we are usko todte ja rahe hain dheere dheere wo mountain ko. But the intensity of our like chanting and intensity of our devotional service will be like a JCB going in, breaking the whole mountain very easily. The word Hari indicates the lion as well as the Supreme Lord. To be saved from the hands of Hari, the lion of death, one must take... So Hari is lion also and Hari is Krishna also. Lion will actually is very fearful and it is coined in these terms as death personified. So Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, for the atheist I am a death personified. I come in the form of a Kala. And for devotees also he comes, but in the beautiful form of Lord Hari. The lion of death. One must take shelter of the Supreme Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People with a poor fund of knowledge take shelter of non-devotee cheaters and pretenders in order to be saved from the clutches of death. In the forest of material world, the living entity first of all wants to be very happy by taking shelter of the creeper-like arms of his wife and hearing very sweet voice. Later he sometimes takes shelter of so-called gurus and sadhus who are like cranes. This is how Prabhupada ends this purport. So in these two verses, Prabhupada is emphasizing on these things, that a person who is actually living a very centered towards the life of self and mameti, he will not be able to take shelter of devotees. And Prithu Maharaj also mentions in 4th canto that Actually, in Prahlad Maharaj prayers also, when he was talking to his father Hiranyakashipu, and he was saying, you know, the problem with you is that you are not taking shelter of the dust of the devotees. So here is a big demon who has captured the entire universe, and the solution to that demon, the small boy is giving what? Take shelter of the dust of the devotees. That's how your problem with the mind will go away. So in this way, devotees always highlight these things, that how it's very important to take shelter of the intense devotional practices which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And here it is mentioned about those people who laid down their lives by the order of big, big kings and Raja, who just order their slaves or soldiers who are like slaves, and they go and fight. So sometimes people ask this question, Krishna could have stopped the war. So many people died in Kurukshetra war. He could have stopped that war. He is the Supreme Lord. Why can't he stop? So in prayers of when Udhavji remembers Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna was sitting near a banyan tree, and there it is mentioned that the banyan tree was very small. Mentioning this, that this universe is very small. So Krishna was sitting near that banyan tree and he was going to go away from this universe and perform pastime somewhere else. Then at that time he was giving some instructions to Udhavji. Maitri Muni also came there. And because of intense devotion and intense separation from Krishna, Udhavji was not able to actually open his eyes fully and speak something which Vidura is asking. And just by a few questions of Vidura, Udhavji started remembering Krishna's entire life. And like if somebody is not able to reach 10th canto and read the entire Krishna pastime, Prabhupada mercifully has given Krishna book. But if somebody reaches 3rd canto also, he can get the glimpse of entire Krishna's pastime. In one shlokas, this Udhavji has given the entire life of Krishna. So there he points out one beautiful principle. When there is a war was happening between Kauravas and Pandavas, and so many people have gathered to lay down their lives, Duryodhana also said, these all have come to lay down the lives for me, for my sake. So there Udhavji remembers, Tathevacha anne naraloka veera yad aah krishna mukhar vindam naitre pibanto nayana bhiramam parthast puta padmapurasya. Tathevacha anne naraloka veera. So many soldiers and so many kings have gathered here. Naraloka veera ya ahave krishna mukhar vindam. And one of the acharya says that actually those people who are fighting against Krishna is somehow more fortunate. Because when Krishna is riding the chariot, everybody is able to see the back of Krishna. That is also beautiful. Angani yasya sakala indriya vittimanti. All limbs of Krishna are very beautiful. But face was not visible. And he was in front of Arjuna also. Just imagine if somebody is having a chariot and a big personality is standing in behind the charioteer. So Arjuna was also standing. Back is also not so visible. So here Udhavji says, so many kings have come and gathered to lay down their lives to fight on behalf of Duryodhana. It was a well-known fact that those who are fighting in terms of dharma, if they die, they are automatically getting swargati. They must be going to swargloka, or if they survive, they will be ruling the planet Earth. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, they will be enjoying the benefits on planet Earth. Tathevcha anne naraloka veera yad aahe krishna mukhar vindam. So Krishna ka mukh to vahi dekh payenge na jo samne hai. So they were able to see Krishna's face. So many people have come and say, let's see how Krishna could not able to stop war and so many people died. All this claim has to go to Krishna, because he could have stopped the war. He is the Supreme Lord. And actually he tried also, becoming a peace messenger and going. But this shloka says, Netre pibanto nayanabhiramam. They were actually drinking the beauty of Krishna, seeing, standing on the charioteer with Arjuna. How can a person miss this? They might be fighting with different opponents, but this form was continuously visible. This form of Krishna and Arjuna on the chariot. Netre pibanto nayanabhiramam. Like in the Bhagavatam and in this verse also, it is told that we should drink the beauty through eyes. So just like Krishna has Angani yasya sakala indriya vithimanti, though this verse says in the future, if devotees become paramhansas, they will have this. They will be able to drink through the eyes. But this is the drinking of the beauty of Krishna. Drinking the beauty of Krishna through the eyes. Netre pibanto nayanabhiramam. One purification or one rasa was they were getting by seeing the beauty of Krishna. But another purification which was happening of Parthastuputa Padmapurasya. The piercing, strong arrows of Arjuna which were hitting hard to the enemies, by which the blood was coming of different parties. They were getting Padmapurasya, which is very hard for the great sages doing austerities and meditation for thousands of years. Just by standing in that war, seeing Krishna's form and getting purified by the arrows of Arjuna, they were getting liberated. So lakhs and thousands of people got liberated in that war. So if somebody comes and says that, why Krishna allowed that war? You tell, if one sage does tapasya anywhere in the world, so many sages will achieve liberation after so long. But here, collectively they got liberated. Collective liberation, they can do party after having mukti, after getting liberation. Because collective liberation was there. Although Brahman doesn't allow collective party, only spiritual world has that essence of doing party with Krishna. But at least Brahman they got. They got liberated and they got, in other way, the whole Vedic system glorifies the moksha. If you tell somebody that moksha is actually inferior, liberation is actually inferior, there's something else than that. So I was hearing from Balaram Shakti Prabhu, actually moksha is mostly desired by those people who don't have clear and beautiful relations on planet Earth. That how they're so fed up with the relationships on the ground that they don't want any relationships above also. That's why sometimes they desire mukti de do bas. Hame yahan se bas mukt kar do. So many people have relationship problems, family issues, financial problems. So to get away those problems, that's why scriptures also glorify that you take to mukti, aspire for mukti. If you ask any other paths outside, they will say, what is your highest goal? First of all, sometimes they don't know what is their goal. Oh, it's a mental health, wellness center, mental health. These terms they use, that our spiritual practices are giving us very nice mental health. What is goal? After where you are going after your death and everything? No, we just want to live very nicely. If we live very nicely, that is the highest goal. So, but actually this is not any goal. At least one should have aspire for mukti at least, which is highlighted by scriptures and Vedas. After that, if you are more interested, then there is another thing. Sa lokya sa shri sa mipya ekatvam apiyota diyamanam na grhananti vinamat sevanam jana. That if you are not satisfied with mukti also, there is higher thing, which is service to Krishna, which is happening in any terms, anywhere. Devotees are ready to please him. Prabhupada said that my temples are small, small Vaikuntha planets, where we are doing service to master of Golok Vrindavan, but in the mood of Vaikuntha, awe and reverence. So that is how we have to carry out the instructions which are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, and our acharyas have, by serving great acharyas, by reading their scriptures, what they have written, small, small, every day. That's how we can serve our acharyas. Thank you very much for your patience listening. If you have any comments, we can take. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।